I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
All right, welcome back to the Duck Call Room, ladies and gentlemen. Look, we had Willie in.
Did y'all kill anything?
Uh-oh.
No. Hey, it was close.
What is that?
Okay. Willie was
grenades
on,
and horses.
Willie, I had said he had the advantage because he was in a thicket. Mm-hmm. The deer did show up, but he slicked him.
He got him.
Who slicked who? The deer slicked Willie?
The deer slicked Willie.
How'd that happen?
Well, they seen him and got him on camera and everything, got some good footage on him, but he slicked him. He didn't get up there close enough for a bow, for a crossbow.
Dark. Yeah. Darkness came.
Yeah, and he come out at dark, which, you know, I seen a beautiful 9-point, which was 3 years old, and he come out right before dark.
Godwin, you weren't here, but Willie started acting like Phil.
Being Phil.
And it got us to thinking about a video that existed, and John David went and found the video.
I feel like I'm going to get fired for showing this video.
Is one of the funniest things.
But he can't fire me ever. This is old school Phil, though.
Yeah.
This is Phil back like circa 2015.
And it's also old school Willie because he actually wore a bandana and he had his flame boots on. Now he wears some weird kind of Hoka slides and...
Those shoes are terrible.
Well, he's mutated into another direction.
Who, Willie?
Yeah.
Like a country club redneck tennis player. Right.
Yeah.
He belongs into a country club.
Anyway.
But let's watch.
Yeah.
And now it's time for Phil Robertson reading the church bulletin.
Ukraine Eastern Europe Mission Fundraisers. For those who ordered barbecue chicken plates, pick them up on your way home today.
He was
talking
screaming,
about
man.
Chickens for crying out loud. You gotta eat, don't you? Then order the chicken. Pick it up from the foyer and order it. You know who else ordered chicken? James Madison, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, all chicken eaters. T-shirts are also available. See Sally and Andrea in the foyer. You know where that's at, people? Hey, dude, it's out that door. You walk out that door, that's the foyer.
Oh, man.
That is one of the classic inside Duck Commander's Walls videos that we have.
Oh, man.
Now it's outside.
Except for the last 30 seconds of it. We're going to keep that.
Yeah, we'll keep that one to ourselves. But if you ever saw Phil speak, like pre-2014, I mean, that was
spot on.
Oh, he was a pulpit banger. He loved to make the microphone pop.
But his favorite thing to do was after he went real hard on somebody, he'd go, "I only tell you this
because I love you.
Because I love you.
Because I love you."
And he raises his hand.
And unfortunately, because of Duck Dynasty, that's the side of people of Willie that they really didn't get to know. They thought he was some loud, overbearing boss, which he kind of is. I'm fully expecting that door to get kicked in at any moment and tell us to get back to work. But the other 90% of the time, that he's class clown.
That's like, him. That's it.
That's him. It. That is, let me find the one thing that I can make fun of you for and exploit it for the next 3 years until you do something else.
Like 100%. That's him. That's why we all love our boss.
Yeah. Happy Boss's Day. A few days late.
Did y'all get him anything?
No. What do you get a guy that's got everything? We used to get him random cuts of meat.
Nothing. You just say happy birthday and be done with it.
Until he started using really expensive steaks and chili.
That was some good
chili. The week we went to New York, the last thing when we went on Fox and Friends was that they said, hey, don't mention nothing about the script. Well, I did, of course, you know. But anyway, we got, you know, they said, well, you know, when people come to us, you know, we can either, you know, receive them one or two ways. If they're up to nothing good, we'll have a gunfight with you, or we would rather preach the gospel to you. Well, when we got on the plane going home, you know, it's 350 people on this plane. And we'll set up, hey, look, if you come into our house with guns and try to rape our women, we fixed to have a gunfight. This is in our plane, public plane.
Probably wasn't led with that.
Oh, no, hey. No. It was hilarious.
I remember this because Phil said it on like a major TV show.
Oh, yeah, he did say it on Fox and Friends.
He was like, let me tell you something, sir, Mr. What's the guy's
name? Yeah, he started it first. Yeah, that's right.
What's the little guy's name on Fox and Friends?
I can't remember. Brian?
Mr. Kilmeade. Yeah, Brian Kilmeade. Let me tell you, if you come to my abode and dwelling, there will either be a Bible study.
Or a killer.
Or a gunfight.
If you're coming to learn about Jesus, we can do that. But if you're coming to rape our women,
it's a gunfight.
Not gonna fly.
It's a gunfight.
That was like what he said on Fox and Friends. So, you know.
Then we'll go home.
As
on
bad
the plane.
As that is, you got to laugh about
how
that.
How come with you and Phil, when we ask y'all not to say something, that's the only
first
thing y'all
thing.
Can talk about?
Hey.
What wires get crossed in
hey,
there?
Look, don't tell me nothing, okay? don't tell
me. They
wanted
nothing. To think we had a script.
Yeah.
How could you?
Yeah.
Like, unbelievable.
The other good one was on, what's it called? Was it Fallon or Kimmel? One of them, Jimmy's.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Used to be funny. Yeah. Anyway, they were like, Phil, what? He's like, look, hey, I'm just a guy. Living down at 5:30, and everyone's like, stop!
Yeah.
Stop! Don't give out. And it was, you know, that was a whole gate that had to be put up.
Yeah. He gave, out his address.
Yeah, that was wild. Yeah, why do y'all do that?
Yeah, why do you and Phil wake up every day trying to figure out how to make our lives more difficult?
No. Here's the whole thing about it, okay? You know, because, you know, every time that we would go to New York, you know, Willie would come and say, hey, y'all need to go to New York.
But he knew better.
All right. Well, no, here's the thing. You know, I finally come back one time from New York, and I got in trouble. And they told me, hey, go and see the boss. I went in there and I said, you know, he said, what, you are bad as dad. We can't send you or dad anywhere. And I said, well, hey, I got a question for you. You're in charge of all this. I said, why do you keep sending us to New York when you know we're going to get in trouble?
Yeah.
Quit it, you dummy.
Yeah,
he should have kicked up on that.
Yeah.
For what it's worth, I try to keep you at home as much as possible.
That's it. Keep me at home.
I prefer Phil inside New York City because normally funny things happen.
Oh, no. The best one was when Jace got threw out of the Trump Tower.
That happened. Yeah, I remember that.
That was hilarious.
Was he thrown out or was he asked to leave?
He was asked to leave.
No, he was escorted out.
Now, he was escorted, but it wasn't
was
like
he?
Yeah, it was wasn't like a bouncer.
Yeah, it was gentle.
I'm just
he needed to take a leak.
You and your people, Si, have a tendency to, you know.
And the doorman grabbed gently grabbed Jason's arm and said, come with me, sir.
Me and Brittany were out front.
You know, so he legitimately was escorted out.
Yeah, he was escorted out, and he said, you see the park? Have at it.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Yeah. Me and Brittany were out in front of Central Park.
Jay said, no, I'm staying here. And that guy went.
About 2 weeks later, we had to go back. And when you go to check in, you know, the whole family's had a picture of every one of us there.
Yeah. Word got back to the Don.
Yeah.
And this was before the Don was the Don. Well, I mean, I don't know. Like,
the Prez.
Yes. It's before he really took to Twitter. And
that's a good thing,
you know.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Yeah, it was wild. But yeah, we were outside just looking at Central Park when it all happened. I said, "What just happened to you?" He said, "I think I got kicked out."
That's right. I got escorted out. He said,
"He should have never went for that Starbucks."
Yeah, did it gently and politely.
Yeah, he said, "I'm pretty sure I just got kicked out
of the hotel I'm staying at."
Yeah, I was like, "Man, what a life!"
Yeah, and then we go to Fox and Friends, and the first thing that's, well, has anything interesting happened to y'all? And just say, hey, I got one for you.
Yeah, and then like 2 years later, we took your son duck hunting.
He said, hey, I just got thrown out of the Trump Tower.
Yeah, life has a funny way of working out, doesn't it?
It sure does.
You never know.
We should do a whole episode on our favorite Phil one-liners from across. Now, that's a different TV. That would probably be.
That's why the
we're going to save that one for the last.
The kids couldn't listen.
Yeah,
good point.
Yeah. That's why the scripture says, God moves in mysterious ways.
You are mysterious.
Amen to that.
He does move in mysterious ways.
Well, let's take a break. We'll be back. Right after
that sounds like a good idea. I need a drink of tea anyway.
I got big news, Martin.
I ain't reading this.
Martin, I have big news.
I know what the news is, and I'm still bitter.
We're not on this.
I know we're not on. Look,
we were not nominated for a Clove Award, as expected.
And
Sadie was.
They got one beard on the whole thing.
And I don't. Well, that's good. I said this to my wife and said we weren't nominated, and she said, "Oh, I listened to three of those
for real."
And I said, "Do you listen to ours?" And she said, "No."
No. Well, good thing we're
but
not.
But she listens
that.
To Sadie.
We are team players at the end of the day, no matter how bad our feelings are hurt. And so we think that you should go vote at klovefanawards.com for Sadie, and whoa, that's good. Then you scroll on to the movie category.
Right. Then you go and vote.
Film Impact, The Blind is nominated, Martin.
Okay. So I guess technically Si could win because there was a lot of the movie about Si and The Blind. So, yeah, be sure to vote for The Blind while you're there as well on klovefanawards.com.
That's it.
You're not on the cover or the back of the thing, Si, but...
I ain't worried about it.
You were still my favorite part of the movie.
I ain't worried about it.
Okay. If you love Si Robertson, go vote.
That's it.
Voting ends May 24th at 6 p.m. Central. All you have to do is go to klovefanawards.com to vote for The Blind. And whoa, that's good. That's klovefanawards.com.
I didn't know you could play the drums.
Hey.
Who can play the
drums? Oh. Huh. We got that Google alert yesterday. Oh. Me and Goblin. Well, apparently, me and Goblin are brothers.
Yep. Okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
We're brothers. Well, what I mean, Google technically alert. We are. And we've started a band.
The Bearded Bandits.
Uh-oh.
The Bearded Bandits.
Where's this? The Bearded Bandits? How many's in your band?
I guess two of us.
Two of us? Okay. Well, hey, two. Well, hey, look.
I know
somebody that made it work.
Goblin's lead vocals, and I'm a drummer.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He's lead vocals, and you're the
drummer. That's what they told us.
Yep.
Okay.
How do they come up with that stuff?
With who?
Hold on. I'm going to have to forward you the Google alert.
There is a Bearded Bandit.
I was
going
to say, there's already a Bearded Bandit I'm looking at on JD's computer.
Goblin, did you email that to me, or did you? Yeah, here we go.
Look, here's Bearded Bandits music on, that's definitely not y'all.
What is your?
There you go, boy.
Well, it could be.
It could be.
Not
it
really.
It could be incognito.
Mm-hmm.
That's a different kind of beard and hat.
Yeah.
Is your new email end with 12?
Correct.
Okay.
That's not going to be hard to figure out.
That's
why are you emailing it to me?
I'm sending you the link. No, because it was via an email.
Oh, via.
There was a butterfly girl.
A what?
Butterfly girl. She had a big butterfly lit on her arm.
Oh, man. One of these days, we're just going to strap two GoPros on the side and let him watch that. Just let him peruse the internet. I just want to see where he ends up.
Okay. Like, me and him played PlayStation together one time. He got over that quick.
Yeah, he didn't care for that.
No. Google alert, John Godwin, Duck Commander. Justin Martin Age, Duck Dynasty. That is something that's worth Googling because you'd be surprised.
It's the Investor Times.
Yeah.
Justin Martin, a popular figure from the hit. Did I say figure? Figure. That was weird.
A figure from the hit reality television show.
It's got your birthday.
That is nowhere near my birthday. That's cool.
Yeah.
August 7th, 1981 is not your...
No.
They just made up your birthday?
They just made it up.
They made up everything else, too.
That's, ooh, infectious sense of humor.
Hey, that's your media for you.
Diverse talents. In addition to his passion for the outdoors, he has a deep love for music and plays the drums.
Yep.
Justin has even performed with his brother and fellow Duck Dynasty star John Godwin in their band called the Bearded Bandits.
Okay. There you go.
What are people doing?
I don't know, but we're a dynamic duo, and that's pretty tight.
Yeah, you ain't lying.
Man, I love it, boys. Hey.
Oh, my father, Ricky Martin.
I was about to say,
living La Vida Loca.
Okay. Your dad's name is not Ricky.
No, it's not Ricky, nor is he alive. Like
Ricky, a seasoned hunter himself.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, this is...
Well, why do people, I mean, there is 476 ads on this page, so do they just make up things and see who ends up here?
Evidently.
Clickbait.
Hey, they do.
You've got a heart of gold, Justin Martin.
I'm just now scrolling out. They do have my wife's name, right? So that's cool.
Okay, they got you married, right?
Although not much information is available about his height, weight, and other personal details. I'm 6'4", 270.
Okay, time out. I think known for his extreme generosity, he has a habit of surprising friends and family with unexpected gifts.
Yeah, that's me, all right.
Anybody here got an unexpected gift lately?
No,
not hardly.
Yeah. Hey, I did get you $150.
Oh, well, hey, I take it back.
There
you go. I messed up again, boy.
Martin gave me a pair of waders one time, and I still have my voice level still hadn't dropped back down since he let me have me
on. Oh, man.
That's weird.
Do I have any children? Nope, says I don't have any kids. Boy, these people right here.
They're making up a fake Martin.
Enjoys playing music, particularly the drums.
The drums.
I wouldn't even know where to start on the drums.
You got to kick it.
You got to kick it?
You stomp it, and then it...
And you need two sticks. And you need two sticks.
This is my favorite one so far. Does Justin Martin have any tattoos? Yes, Justin Martin has a tattoo of his beloved dog, Phil, on his arm.
Show it.
I ain't got no tats, big dog.
He ain't got no tats, dog.
I ain't even got no sunlight up
there. That's it, boy. Right. Hey.
What a weird thing to just make up.
Oh.
I feel like if you would be making this up, you would at least like...
A Google alert.
Wow. Yeah. Google alert. Hey, don't trust them, boys.
It says my net worth is $500,000. Where'd I get that check?
Ooh, I was going to say.
Who'll write that one for me?
I'll fix that cash out, baby.
I'll pay the taxes on it gladly.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Oh, man.
Cash out, baby.
I didn't take the time to read it, obviously, because when it said, I was so thrown off that me and Goblin were brothers.
Yeah.
No, we don't have the same last name.
I love you anyway.
I do, too. I love you like a brother, and you are my brother in Christ.
That's it.
But I think the way that they're talking is blood kin brothers, and, you know, we have a band.
Well,
I couldn't think of two less musically inclined people than me and you.
We need to get T-shirt.
He plays the trumpet.
Oh, hey.
But he's lead vocals, according to the ad.
Yeah.
Like, if they would have said Goblin on the horns, if we'd have been like elevator music, Goblin's on the horns and I'm playing the drums, maybe.
That's it. Hey, and hey.
But, I mean, Goblin on lead vocals? Goblin, go ahead and hit me something.
Look, he's been Church vocals. Of Christ long enough. He knows how to make the instruments with his mouth. Hey, he know acapella, baby. He can do it.
Lead vocals, John Goblin, the Bearded Bandits. I guess we do need to get that T-shirt made now.
Well, the problem is that I've seen two, and then the others look like y'all with a... With a violin.
Oh, really? It's a fiddle.
It's a fiddle if it's y'all.
It's a fiddle down here. Yeah. Now, I do think playing the fiddle would be kind of cool. Like,
oh, yeah. It ain't like, if you don't know what you're doing.
Well, no, I'm saying, like, if I had the ability, like, that would be one of my top three instruments if I could pick one to play.
Yeah.
Metal.
That'd be cool, man. You can play The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
He was like,
that's always a crowd pleaser. That's right. Like,
hey.
I mean, unbelievable. Goblin, what instrument would you play?
Trumpet.
No. Oh, you know how to play that.
I don't know.
Like, if you had one, you're like,
guitar,
man,
I guess.
You're a guitar man. Si?
Or the drum. I need to play the drum.
There we go.
You're a noisemaker.
And you love Rush.
Mm-hmm.
Can't have Rush without
Neil
drums.
Neil Peart's a drum beating sucker. Yeah. Was.
What about you, Si? You can halfway play the guitar, so what other instrument?
Hey, no. I've tried to play, drums. I couldn't do it. Hey, a drummer has to be in shape.
But you're active.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. But no.
That's what he said.
If you if you want to see somebody active, check a drummer out.
Okay. Mm.
Both feet, both arms, hands.
So what I hear you saying is you're more likely to be a bass player.
Right.
Just standing there strumming.
That would be a good one.
Yeah.
Because you just have to Hey.
Neil Peart's drum set goes all the way around him.
Background music.
What about you, Johnny D? One instrument.
If I had to pick one.
Flute.
Harmonica.
The piano.
Okay, Elton. I like you.
Who's more fun at parties than the guy that goes and sits down and starts to go, dun, 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 dun. And everybody starts singing. It's a good time.
That's a good time to roll, baby.
What song was that?
Piano Man?
Yeah.
I thought that's what you were going with.
Bum, bum, bum. Yeah. Everybody's like, oh, hey, the guy that can play the piano is playing the piano. Let's all stand around and sing and have a good time. You want to be the piano guy.
Yeah.
Never been to a piano bar?
And it's a woman getter.
Well, I don't need that.
Hey. Yeah, he's already got one.
Well, I'm sticking with the one that I got.
Well, I'm just telling you.
But out of all the instruments that may just randomly be in somebody's house, piano's a good one.
Yeah.
Because, like, for some reason, really wealthy people like to have a piano, even though I've never seen anybody play them. But they get really mad if you sit your drink on top of them.
Yeah, because they stain easy.
Yeah.
Use a coaster, man.
Yeah. Hey.
Sometimes you're just trying to fix something, and you just need to sit it down for a second.
That's right.
And some of them don't want you touching it.
Who? What
would you call your band?
Whoa.
Burning VCRs. I was in a band one time. It was called Burning VCRs.
No, it was technically called Terry's Burning VCRs.
Burning VCRs again.
That's technically what it was
called. We could do three songs. Lump by the Presidents of the United States of America was one of them.
Billy Joel was the piano man.
I was the lead singer because I don't know how to play instruments.
We can't ask Si what he would call his band because he already had them. The Psychotics. Yeah.
That's right. The Psychotics.
I like the Bearded Bandits. I mean, that's kind of, but we're not. We are bearded. We're not bandits. I mean, me and Godwin ain't going to outrun much. So, like, the phrase bandit doesn't necessarily fit.
If we started a band, people would be like, hot dang, it's the Soggy Bottom Boys every time we took the stage.
And that would be cool.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Like, I'd love to dance like that old boy. And, you know, who stole his moves from Goofy on Mickey Mouse. But, like, that was cool.
Yeah, that's right.
7 seconds. Let her rip.
Okay, that's it. That's it. That's all we can do.
That's a harmonica.
A harmonica.
Yeah, I don't know when the actual song starts in the actual music video of Billy Joel, but
yeah, it's different.
Is that a different song? It's hard to say what song I'm singing. I need to sing the whole thing.
He knows a lot about music.
But he's sipping his misery and gin. So anyway, let's take a break. We'll be back right after this.
We doing
trail cameras are going off. Sorry,
trail cameras are going off. Speaking of trail cameras going off, I dare you to press play right now and we'll discuss what this creature is on a trail camera diary.
Okay, let's see what you got.
Well, it's gonna take me a second to find it. I wasn't ready because what was on your trail camera, sir?
Crows.
You got crows?
Mine was actually my mother dragging a limb in front of it.
Oh, okay.
So,
why is your mom in the middle of the woods?
No, this is still something I got up for security purposes. Yeah,
but she's limbing up his shooting lanes.
Now, if you lay a limb on the ground and pour corn around it, it'll keep a deer from facing you. Like, you can lay it and kind of lay it this way in front of you.
Why would you not want the deer to face you?
Because you can't shoot it.
I was thinking about
everything's got to be a corner sideways here, boys.
Yeah, I need a bigger target.
That's a good point. Anyway, Wyatt from Tennessee. We're back to Trail Cam Diaries.
I do love this part.
Trail Cam Diaries.
They're crazy animals. I got pictures of.
Looks like a duck call to me.
He's 19. His family owns a decent piece of property.
Okay.
Just knows all the surrounding neighbors.
Okay.
This is not a doctored photo.
Okay. Not a doctored
photo. This is legitimately, he did not find this on the internet.
This is a possible trail cam picture of
a duck call.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, dun.
Where is it?
Hey.
Oh, it's a house
of
cat.
Of a house cat.
Of a house cat.
Yep. Of a 14-inch tall house cat.
That's right.
Yep.
How can you tell how tall that is?
You can just look at it and tell.
Hey.
Now.
Look at that.
You ain't never heard of a baby black.
That's it. Hey, there you go. There you go. Say, hey,
can't
that's
trust
the thing.
Him.
He's training me you to boys, carry
hey,
on the
hey,
mantle.
You boys, hey. You just, you
hey, it's a side point.
It don't make any difference, okay?
Si quit.
It quit don't make
what?
Any difference.
Si quit. Hey. You know as well as we all know that's a house cat. Quit it.
Why is that a house cat? There's no
why
tree.
Can't it be? No. Here's the thing. Why can't that be a baby black panther?
I'm not saying it can't, but that's very clearly a okay. house cat.
Why can't that be a full-grown Black Panther?
No, that ain't a full-grown
other than
Black
it looks
Panther.
Small. No. But there's nothing to tell his height against.
Its it eyes is. Are 1 inch apart.
It is.
Like.
Hey, it is. That's, he was right when he said about 14 inches.
Yeah, he's not very tall.
Okay. Yeah. You got to be able to just judge distance and height.
Man, it's wild.
Yeah. Oh, talk about that.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, no, look.
I love it when something jogs your memory.
No. Sitting in a deer stand, I'm sitting there, and way down, well, on the pipeline, way down the pipeline.
It's always way off.
Yeah,
ain't it?
And I said.
Right
I
at
said,
dark.
I said, Stone. No, this was in broad daylight.
Oh, okay.
I said, Stone, I got my binoculars looked at, and I said, what is that down there? What are them two things down there on the other end of the pipeline? Yeah, and I said, crows or either coons. And he took Willie's pot scope and looked and started busting out laughing. He said, neither. And I said, what? I said, what other? He said, a deer. Okay.
Deer.
Look, and they was two young little yearlings. And I mean, they wasn't probably 2 weeks old because they was, hey, they was about like that.
Where was mama?
Mama wasn't out there. It was just the two stupid little yearlings.
Why they gotta
come
be
out
stupid?
Later?
Because at that point they are dumb.
Yeah, yeah. Because yeah,
that's why
mama,
they're standing out in the opening in the middle of the day.
Then mama come out there later.
Yeah, there it is.
Hi-yow.
Mom was standing off there in the bushes, just making
watch,
sure.
Yeah, watching.
So are we gonna be rude to this kid that emailed in and just say
this funky looking deer?
Well, quit skipping ahead.
Hey,
we're gonna have to look, move my computer so you can't see it.
All right, let's say another.
No, but our okay.
It's a house cat.
It's a house
cat. Well, wasn't saying it was a Black Panther. He wants that to be clear, so I want to clear his name.
Yeah.
And he asked for it not to be called stupid, and we didn't.
No.
Okay.
But he truly can't tell what it is.
It's a house cat.
It's a house cat.
It's a house cat.
It's a house cat.
We're 98% positive it's a house cat.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Wyatt.
Yeah.
I wanted it to
I'll give you a 2% chance it may be something else.
Maybe a baby Black Panther. Anyway.
That's right.
Because I'm kind of digging Trail Cam Diaries.
Possibly one of a bobcat, but I think it's a house cat.
Yeah.
One of the funner things we do. Clayton says, I've been watching your podcast for many years, which is crazy to think about. This is his photo from Picayune, Mississippi.
Mississippi. Now, hey, he named it correctly.
Good, Gary.
Whoa.
That is a funky looking deer. Okay.
That's awesome.
Hey, shoot that thing.
Let him get big and then shoot him.
I'd name that one Goofy and he'd die of old age.
Yeah.
That thing is cool.
Hey, that's cool.
Look at how big the bases are.
I'd like to rope that sucker and put a collar on him.
I like that. Imagine a pet.
He's half longhorn.
Hey, imagine a pet and get him where you could call him up to you.
Look, I got a special place in my heart for the weird one.
Hey, oh no.
If Si Robertson were a deer. There you go.
Look at his ear. Hey,
I know.
No.
He's just listening.
He's listening back there.
That is so cool.
That's awesome.
That is so cool. And look, he's in velvet, isn't he?
Yeah.
He probably got an injury or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, Martin, what cut, like, as a person who doesn't know, why does that deer look like he drank too much?
I'm guessing that something happened. at the growth plate of his antlers and kicked them out. Like,
so for those driving down the road, this deer has two horns.
He looks like a longhorn. He looks like
straight
a mini,
out the side of his head.
He looks like a mini longhorn, kind of.
They
looks
actually like come up and
Dr.
then
Hook
go out.
On the right.
Yeah, that is so cool.
Yeah.
Man, I love animals.
He looked like he's got a snake. He looked like he's got a snake on top of his head.
I guarantee you, though, but when look, when he goes to scratch his back,
oh, he got
he's on the juice when he scratches his back.
He can reach his rear end.
Yeah. Heck yeah. I bet it's weird going through things. Though.
I would keep him. I'm like you. I'd keep him.
That's just cool. Yeah.
Do you think the girl deers all think he looks dumb?
Probably. No.
Okay. I don't care.
He may not even know that he's a boy deer anymore looking at the shape he's in. He may have an issue down there.
He may have
a little bit of an issue.
He's struggling, gang.
Nah. But that's cool. Like that.
Wouldn't shoot that.
He would die of old age on my property.
We got one on the property. We call it the zombie deer.
Zombie deer?
Yeah. Stone's got a picture of it on his phone.
What's it look like?
She's got something. She's probably either been shot. She's got or some disease. Because her right eye or left eye, it's bad. Okay, it's gone. You can tell. And then she's just bones, skin and bones.
Oh, really?
So we're looking to try to put her out of her misery. Yeah. Because she's gross looking.
See, it's on them that I just kind of let nature take its course and see how tough they are.
But, yeah, well, she's having a hard time.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
Yeah, big time.
That's a bad deal. She got phones or she by herself?
I by herself. Yeah. Picture. Yeah. But if we see her, we're gonna put her out of her misery.
Yeah.
Because she's skinny as real. Okay. Bones, all the bones are showing, and then the eyes popped out. And
that's the bad thing about trail cameras is sometimes you see them deer and you're like, man, it makes you wonder how any of them make it.
No.
You're like, wow.
They tough.
You know, see deer with broke legs and hobbling around looking like tripods and all kinds of stuff.
That's just where Willie hunts.
Nature. No, he ain't ever took off a leg.
He sure didn't mess.
A little further back. Lord, I apologize.
We're sorry.
Yeah.
Let's take a break.
it is a good break time. We'll be back. Hello@duckcallroom.com.
Hello. We're going extra. And you want to know why we're going extra? Because Amy listens. And Amy does what we ask. She's the only one.
Oh, time out. Before we go any further.
Amy from...
We need to say thank you for the people that brought the Little Debbies.
Oh, yeah. That's why I was eating a Nutty Buddy whenever we started.
Yeah, I forgot. We didn't do that on the last one.
Phil brought them in here. They met Phil McMillan.
Okay.
Yep. And it was from Brian and his daughter, Ella.
Well, okay. Brian and Ella, look. Yep. Y'all snack choosing abilities?
Perfect.
Top tier.
Top tier. Right.
You didn't just bring oatmeal cream pie.
Double deckers.
Dang. And you know what the boys had a box of yesterday addressed to them? What? Christmas tree cakes.
Ooh.
From our friends at Little Debbie, since we missed each other on my trip to Chattanooga.
What a great thing.
He's already spoiling them, boys.
No, they ain't getting none of that.
I'm trying to cut
that
back.
That ain't going.
He's trying to cut out.
That's dad's tax.
Yeah.
Oh, everything I open is
bad.
Yeah. But anyway, back to Amy. Sorry about
Amy that. From Australia. Remember whenever we were going to try and be cool and bring this podcast into the 30th century or whatever century we're in, 21st?
Changing the world. Oh.
Hold on.
We got an Australian to send a message.
This is Amy from Queensland, Australia.
How great is this?
I don't know, but keep it going.
I love it.
She's super Australian, though.
Yeah. She's from Queensland.
Hi, this is Amy from Queensland, Australia. My question is for John David, who, may I say, I think is very underrated for how entertaining he is. Johnny D, when will you be buying the kids a new puppy? Okay, thanks.
See, I don't even want to talk about this, but since you're from Australia and I've always wanted to hear my name pronounced like this.
Hey, this is Amy from Queensland, John David, who...
John David.
John David.
I want to go hang out in Australia for like a weekend.
John David.
Never.
What? Okay. You want to buy your kids a puppy?
They haven't asked.
Christmas.
I'll talk to them.
No. Whoa.
Christmas time.
We'll solve that problem.
You know what's funny? I got this one. I listened to that today, and Dublin would have been 15 yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
Wow.
Celebration
but,
time.
Yeah, but we're not, we're not looking. None of my kids are, like, hankering for one. Like, it's kind of been nice to be able to, like, go on vacation and not figure out what to do with the dog and, you know.
I just think you need to get a new one and name it Queensland.
There's a chance.
I mean, you already had Dublin.
We might have old Amy.
Yeah.
I might name my dog. How cool is it that people from Australia just sent a...
Yep.
Yeah.
I just liked her voice, too. I was like, this will play.
Australian's one of my favorite accents. It's a cool one.
But do you... what is the rule on dogs? You don't have to get a new one, do you?
I don't know. I mean, I can tell you right now, when Jude starts going downhill with as much as my boys interact with her now, we going to get us another one.
Yep.
We have a stuffed dog that we call Dublin.
Kids need puppies.
There you go.
Actually, the cool thing about dogs, I remember growing up, they're an easy way to teach kids responsibility early on. Take them outside, clean up their stuff, feed them, water them.
Yep.
I think that's why my parents made sure we always had pets, because gave us a list of things to do. And you learn.
Which is a good thing.
And you learn to take care of something, not yourself.
Yep.
So, teaches you a little bit of that side of things, too. Because when you're a kid, it's all about you, right? I mean, but when you have to take care of an animal. Now, my mom still got a bird that I think is going to bury all of us. So.
You do have a bird.
Yeah, I mean, that parrot.
I got one of them.
Does it talk? Does it talk?
He ain't going nowhere.
Does it talk?
Not much anymore.
Oh, okay.
But he used to. He used to, say my name, and you could do a turkey call, and he could do it right back at you better than you. That's kind of cool. I always wanted to take him turkey hunting. But
that'd be good. Have a birthday your own turkey.
Yelp. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
boom.
I'm still the only person. Well, there were two people he liked, me and my dad, and we had the least to do with him.
The bird?
Yeah. I said it's because he saw me carry in all the dead ones all the time. And he said, "Boy, you better not trifle with him." I think he
that
saw me.
Got
I think
something he looked out for bird.
Yeah. I think he looked through the window, saw me out there dog. Cleaning
yeah,
them.
Saying, "Hey, he ain't a bird man."
Yeah. So you know what? I think I'll treat this one kind of cool.
Yeah. He'll
Mom
take the clothes
who
off.
Took care of him for every day of his life. He will bite the snot
out of
her.
How old is this bird?
I bet he's 20.
Oh, no, they'll draw blood.
Mm-hmm.
What is he?
Most of them, they'll pop you in, they'll draw
Quaker
blood
parrot.
On him.
Yep, Quaker
is
parrot.
Is he big?
No, he's little. He's like that big.
Huh.
But he's not like a parakeet with that annoying little. Brittany hates him. Of course, the feeling's mutual.
I can see Brittany and animals, just not really.
Oh,
how's Brittany
yeah.
and the dog?
Oh, fantastic.
See, because my wife was over the dog by the time.
Well, Jude was our first child. So when me and Brittany got married, we got Jude. So
see, Allison, once the kids came around, Allison was sick of that dog.
No, she loves Jude because Jude listens.
Oh, like, yeah,
you can't have the boys do anything. You tell Jude to sit, she sits.
Oh no, my dog ain't never sat.
Yeah,
he lay, but not a lot of sitting.
I think you need to get a dog for Christmas, though, Carter. If you're listening,
mm-mm.
ask for a puppy.
That's right.
My wife would be so mad. we're taking a break. They may make a reappearance, but for now we're happy.
Yeah,
sans we got a lot of stuff to
the have. Martin household will always have a lab. Job security.
It'd be cool.
I mean, somebody got to go pick up them ducks. I ain't.
Yeah. That's the worst part. All right, yeah. Next one.
Yeah, go ahead.
Jarrett. He's living in Hattiesburg right now, but he was born and raised in Seminary, Mississippi. He's never been able to get his first deer. He's 21. His dad used to take him hunting. Unfortunately, he passed away last September. But Jarrett has never been able to kill a deer. Doesn't know if it's bad luck or what. But a buddy of mine who doesn't hunt sees deer all the time at his place, so he's got him a place he can go hunt.
Mm-hmm.
You fixing to get one.
That's it.
All he's got to do is exchange some meat, right?
Right.
But he wonders something, and I think we may have the answer to why he's never killed a deer. Is hunting and using your phone to pass the time a bad thing? Could that be why I haven't been seeing deer? Thanks, Jarrett.
God, no. My phone keeps me on the deer stand longer than anything because I can play Candy Crush. Like,
yep.
Playing, if I'm sitting there on a
game, looking at your phone, deer sneaks right on by.
Yeah.
I think, say,
But they generally, there's something in you, right? Am I the only one that feels this way? Like, I've been sitting there for hours on end, not seeing anything. And then all of a sudden, you get like this sixth sense, and you just put your phone down, and you kind of stretch, and you look, and you're like, oh, well, look at there. And there's a deer coming. It's weird. It's one of the most bizarre things ever. But I also found with the phone, I use my ears more. Like, because then I'm listening for anything, and you hear stuff break that you would have never heard break otherwise, and you're like, oh, look at there. Here comes a doe. Like,
there's a squirrel.
Yeah.
A squirrel.
Or there's an armadillo that sounds like a whole herd of them coming this way.
So you're saying phone's okay?
As long as it's on silent, absolutely.
But so he's not just staring at his phone.
Now, he may not be in tune with nature while he's doing it.
You have to be one with nature, sir.
Yeah, like you need to let your other senses take over.
That's right.
If you're on your phone with earbuds in your ear, we got a problem. Like,
you're out.
Ty, what do you think?
I wouldn't use it.
No,
because you wouldn't know how. Or
no, no. Well, hey, it won't work for me. But anyway,
yeah,
I wouldn't use it for the simple reason: you want to shoot a deer, go there. Okay, do not take your phone.
That way,
you'll be watching nature, and like John said, you're missing so much that's happening around you. Because like the other day, I was watching for deer, and something was moving, and I put my binoculars up. And I'm telling you, this coon probably weighed 50 pounds.
Another one.
50 pounds.
No, no. I'm saying, I've seen some large coons, but this sucker here has been living well.
One of his porch coons made it down to the property.
Yeah. Because, hey, this thing was a bull. Okay.
I don't play on my phone a lot, but I do have it for the times like when I get on the stand, I'm locked in and like.
Then an hour
goes by and then I'm like.
Yeah, you're listening because you said it. Okay, you're listening because most time when I actually see like yesterday, I'd actually stomach. Oh yeah, something moved over there.
Yeah.
It was just you couldn't identify it. It's just something. It was different.
Yeah.
So I look. And here comes the doe.
And then about an hour before dark, I put it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like.
That's the magic time.
The reason I would say leave it at home first time, and go ahead and kill your first deer first. You've got the opportunity. The guy's got the property. You got the deer.
Yeah.
Go out, sit. Okay, kill your first deer.
Become one with nature.
You know, and you do, because, hey, you need to, you know, your senses, like Mark says. You'll just be sitting there, and it's like somebody's going.
Look up.
Yeah, look
up.
Look up,
and you're like, oh, wow.
Yeah, tell me, oh, good grief. How did she get there? It leaves all over the ground.
You had to walk all the way across that.
Yeah, I sounded like a herd of elephants coming in, but, you know, she didn't make a sound.
It's so wild
how
many times.
How did she get there? Yeah.
I only smell deer first. That's the only way I can find
them. It's wild, too, because, like, you'll have, even if you're on your phone or not, you'll be looking one way. Most times you're like, well, this is where the deer's coming from. And then something will go, let me stretch. And you're like.
And then when you turn around, you say, yeah. Because I was sitting there last night in the stand talking to Stone. And I said, hey. I said, that spike, is that the chum pile? Which is about 100 yards away.
You got to chum the deer.
No. And I said, if you hadn't seen him move.
You wouldn't know he's there.
Hey, you would look at the sun pile and go back, you know. Because there, you talking about perfect to their surroundings, their camouflage is perfect.
It is.
Okay.
That's wild.
They're invisible, okay, unless they move or unless you really know what you're looking for.
You need to start wearing deer-colored camo.
Hey.
You disappear.
Oh, no. I had a horror story about that. A buddy of mine's hunting a big buck.
Well, time out. Wait, before you tell that, let's take a break and we'll come back and let's hear.
Yeah, I got a horror story about that.
I can't wait.
My buddy's sitting on a stand. He's hunting this 14 point.
Oh, wow.
Huge buck, okay?
Huge!
And I mean, look, this is a thicket. Well, hey, he sees something in the thicket.
Hold on. Is it a thicket or
moving,
a grove?
Huh?
Is it a thicket or a grove?
No, this is a thicket.
Thick.
Okay. So he sees something moving. Any other deer hunter would have put his rifle up and shot it. Because guess what it is? 15-year-old kid with a deer hide jacket on.
Oh.
That's just... Hey, look, he's in the thicket on his hands and knees.
Oh.
Okay, because I'm telling you, if anybody else would have been there, they'd have killed that kid.
Hey, but that goes back to the first rule of gun safety. Yeah. Know your target and what's beyond.
No, no. Yeah. See, he's sitting there, and hey, my buddy got so mad, he yelled, then got out of the stand, went and got him, and walked him out of the woods with his blaze orange on, and said, hey, you stupid idiot. Deer season is open, and you're wearing a deer hide coat on your back.
Yeah, that's a bad deal.
And you was on your hands and knees, and I'm hunting a buck there.
Mm-hmm. What was he doing on his hands and knees?
Hey, it was that thick.
Oh,
couldn't stand up.
Having to get through there.
Yeah, having to get through there. You know, and he said, what are you doing out here anyway?
That seems like where he was in one of them places where all my deer run to after you shoot them.
No, yeah.
Hold on. Oh, yeah. What was he doing out there anyway?
Hey, yeah. He never did tell me the part of that. He was up, boy, he was mad.
Oh, I'd have been mad, too.
Oh, my goodness, he was mad.
Yeah.
That was a wild story.
Go ahead. What else you got, Sean?
I don't know. That story threw me all off. I wasn't ready for it. I thought it was going to have to do with a 14-point deer.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, okay, here's a good one. Jeremy emails in from Oregon City. Guess what state?
Kansas.
Wrong. Oregon. That was an easy one. But I currently work.
I thought you were trying to trick us.
Yeah, well, he's classic.
He don't trust you. He don't trust you.
We thought this was a test.
But he's currently in Idaho. He's 20 years old. He's an evening manager at a grocery store, which is awesome. That's what I did when I was about 20, except without a cool title. I was just stacking apples. Look, so here's the problem. There's this dude there, right?
Yep.
Way older than him.
Body slam him.
Uh-oh.
And the subject of this is old man hates life.
Oh,
he doesn't necessarily think life is terrible. He just thinks there's a lot of problems. He complains about his job. He complains about the cost of living. He complains about the pay rate. He complains that they're only making this. He complains about the housing prices.
He's a complainer.
He complains about marriage and thinks it's dumb. Didn't work out for him. Also, Jeremy just got married a few months ago. Way to go, Jeremy. And basically, homie's just trying to have normal conversations with a man that is way older than him at work, but this dude just wants to complain.
Mm-hmm.
He tries to treat him with respect, but he doesn't know how to talk to him. Because he's like, I agree with some of the stuff he says, but it's just dragging me down.
He don't know Jesus.
There you go.
Hey, there's the answer. Okay. I knew a fellow like
don't
that.
Don't you go to church with me away. Sunday, Bubba.
I moved away.
You just moved away?
I just moved away. I'm serious.
Packed up and left.
Hey, packed up and left because, hey, look, he was so bad, and this guy had no reason to be negative. Okay? None. He's his own boss. He's got his own business. Okay? So if he don't want to work, he don't have to work.
Mm-hmm.
He's retired military. Got a check coming in. Like I said, everything's going his way. Got a beautiful wife, two beautiful daughters. Everything was his way. House paid for.
Woe is me.
And hey, and all you ever heard from this man was, oh my goodness, everything's just horrible. Woe is me. Just,
golly.
You know, you're talking about a whiner. I literally had to move away.
Yeah. Those people
I couldn't take it because he was pulling me down with it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think y'all nailed it, though. Because contentment is only found in one place, right?
That's right.
Hey.
And until you're content.
Peace of mind, yeah, peace of mind and contentment is a rare and precious thing.
And you can only find it in one place.
Yeah, and you ain't going to get it but by one person.
Yeah.
And that'd be the Lord himself.
I like Godwin. Take him to church.
Yeah, take him to church.
Come to church with
him. But I do think, look, if you try to be nice to him and he just is just constantly...
He's not going to be nice to him.
Complaining
JD.
About everything. No, I'm saying
he
Jeremy.
Can give it a shot, but I'm telling you, that man's not going to be nice to him. He is so ate up with his misery, he's going to stay there.
Yeah, and even his perceived misery.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and he ain't really got it, okay, but it's his perception is, oh, it's woe is me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he's going to live. He's happy in it.
Yeah, that's when some people are the happy.
Some dogs like to waller in it.
Yep. And I guarantee you, some people you cannot help.
And those people, you got to shake the dust off your feet.
And move on.
Hey, just let that dude go do his job. You go do your job. Yep. And because you don't want to go home.
Was that reference biblical or T. Swift?
Shake the dust off your feet? That's biblical.
Oh, I just want
But you don't want to go home after being around negative Nancy all day, and then you just got married, and you go home, and you don't realize if you're around this dude all day and all he's doing is complaining,
it's going to rub off. Yeah, you're next. Just,
oh, yeah.
Deuces, player. Yeah. I ain't got time for you.
Yeah, you're next, because then well, you're going to.
Find us a good scripture for
You're going to end up critiquing your woman on everything she's doing.
Mm-hmm. You want me to find a good scripture for that?
Yeah.
That's a tough one. I don't know if I can. Philippians 2:14. Do everything. I'm going to do it in Phil's voice since I said do everything without grumbling.
Or complaining.
Complaining. You see all this little... Don't do it. Do everything without grumbling and arguing so that you may be blameless and pure children of God who are faultless in a crooked and perverted generation among whom you shine like stars in the world by holding firm to the word of life that I can boast in the day of Christ that I didn't run or labor for nothing. If you want people to see Jesus in you, don't complain.
And I'll tell you this.
I tell you this.
Because I love you.
Because I love you.
And we're out. We'll see y'all next time right here in the Duck Call.